بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر، صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable علماء الكرام, respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, in various different places in the Holy Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzah takes different qasams, different oaths upon different makhlukat and creations of His. Allah Rabbul Izzah takes an oath on the noble city of Makkah Mukarramah: لا أقسم بهذا البلد والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. Allah takes an oath upon a great mountain that He has created in this world, وطور, by the Mount Tur. Allah takes an oath on the Kaaba of the heavens around which the angels make tawaf daily, wal baytil ma'mur. Allah takes an oath on the creation of the sky, was saqfil marfu'. Allah takes an oath on the creation of the ocean, wal bahril masjur. And by and large, when we analyze these different creations of Allah upon which He has taken an oath, a qasam, we will find that each and every one of them is something of great value, great importance, great significance in the court of Allah. And therefore, when we look into the Holy Quran in various different surahs and chapters of the Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzah has taken a qasam on time and those things by which time is measured. Wal asr, by the qasam of time itself. Washamsi wa duhaha, by the sun and its glorious splendor. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, by the moon as it pursues the course of the sun. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the night as its darkness envelopes. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the day as it manifests itself. Not only has Allah taken a qasam on time and those things linked to time, but one entire chapter, one surah in the Quran, Allah has named after time, Suratul Asr. We can well imagine and understand how much of value, how much of significance and importance this blessing of Allah holds in His court. And this bounty of Allah Rabbul Izzah is something that does not discriminate. Every single insan sent into this world, every human being from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the last person who will come into this world, has been given a fixed allocation of time. The person can be young or old, it can be male or female, wealthy or poor, whatever country he resides in, whatever his circumstances and background is, but every single person has been given a fixed allocation, a stipulation of days, hours, minutes, seconds in the life of this world. And what is the goal? What is the objective? What is the end result? Why has Allah sent us into this world? To make these moments of time valuable. Unfortunately, we find from all the blessings, from all the ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzah, the ni'mat, the blessing of time, is perhaps the most undervalued, the most unappreciated gift that Allah has given to insan. Look amongst ourselves, our daily conversations that take place. That businessman who has worked hard the entire year, and now he reaches the month of October, November, and he knows in a few weeks' time I will be taking my annual holiday. The flights have been booked, accommodation has been paid for. What does he say to his family? How I wish time would fly. In other words, those moments that are coming ahead, I wish they would vanish and disappear into thin air, and that we could go on our holiday tomorrow. Ask that young girl whose proposal has been accepted, the date for her nikah has been set. What does she say? I wish time would fly. I wish I didn't have to wait for the day when I will go to the house of my husband. Sometimes for things that are insignificant, things that hold no value in the life of this world, that youngster who is waiting for some soccer match to start, He says, I wish I had something to do to pass the time. I can't wait for the kickoff for the game to start. But I wish I had something to do to pass the time. The reality, my respected brothers and elders, is that if a person does not make those moments in the life of this world valuable, then time may pass by, but we have not passed time, we have failed time. And therefore the advice of the great scholar of Islam, Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he advises his son and he says, O my son, understand that Allah Rabbul Izzah has given you a fixed number of days in your life in this world. And every day consists of 24 hours. And every hour you will take a certain number of breaths. You will breathe in and you will breathe out. And he says every breath constitutes or represents an empty box. And then he cautions his son and he says to him, be very wary of what you fill into that box. When there is a decision to be made, ensure you make the correct decision. When the command of Allah is in front of you, ensure that you uphold the command of Allah. He says it should not be that you go to the hereafter and you are expecting multiple boxes of treasure, but you find empty boxes. The example that ulama have given, a person goes on a holiday and the accommodation was 5-star. He enjoyed himself thoroughly. His children enjoyed himself. He had a good break. The holiday was so good, even his wife compliments him and says, what a wonderful holiday you took us on. And finally, on his return, as he's coming back, he thinks to himself, I have a few more days before work starts. And he begins to think of what he's going to do, where he's going to take his children. And one moment of negligence, one moment of being unaware, and he doesn't see the speed limit has dropped, and he sees the dreaded hand of the police officer, he pulls him over. And he says to him, you are doing 30 or 40 kilometers above the speed limit. And then he has a look at his license. Your license is expired. The license disc is also expired. And he says to him, there's no option but to lock you up for the night. And now this person is sitting in that holding cell. One regret he has. If only I obeyed the speed limit. If only I obeyed the speed limit, I would have enjoyed the remaining days of my holiday. I would have been sitting at home with my family and my children. But that one regret is enough to make him forget his entire holiday. The 5-star accommodation, the beautiful meals, all those moments of enjoyment that they enjoyed as a family together. He forgets all of it, one regret only he has. In the same way, when we speak about the bounties of Jannah and the description that Allah has given us in Quran, فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ خَمْرِ اللَّذَّةِ لِلشَّارِبِينَ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ Allah Rabbul Izzah describes in great detail the bounties of Jannah. Rivers of pure milk, rivers of sweet honey, rivers of wine that will not cause a person to become intoxicated. Fruit that is so sweet, each bite is sweeter than the previous one. The homes in Jannah made of bricks of gold and silver. To this extent that even the ill feelings that a person normally has within his heart, sometimes in the life of this world, a person has a close friend, or perhaps some family member of his, and they have a very close relationship. Sometimes it may be his best friend. He shares every secret of his with this person. But there is one quality, one attribute of that person that he cannot stand. Perhaps some facial expression of his. Perhaps something that he says, something that he does. Perhaps the way he dresses. There's just something that he doesn't like. Even that amount of ill feeling, Allah says we will remove that also from the hearts of the Jannatis. The bounties of Jannah, when a person comes into the life of this world and he is given some blessing, some bounty, then generally he has two fears. One fear is that this bounty must not come to an end. It must not be taken away from me. So a person buys a new vehicle, he's enjoying it. He takes his family out for a drive. But as he is driving along, he has that worry and concern, nobody must scratch the car. When he parks it outside the masjid also, he's worried nobody must steal the car. So he has this one concern that this bounty must not come to an end. And the second worry and fear that he has is that I must not be taken away from the bounty. In other words, I worked my entire life, Finally, I saved up enough money to buy this vehicle or buy this apartment or whatever it may be. And tomorrow if I get sick and I have to pass away, then I will not have enough time to enjoy this bounty of Allah. When the people of Jannah will enter the gates of Jannah, Allah will give them two guarantees. Udkhuluha bisalamin aminin. Allah will say, now that you are entering Jannah and all the bounties and blessings that you are going to enjoy, I give you two guarantees. Number one, you will enter with salamat. In other words, I give you guarantee that your life will not come to an end. You will not be taken away from the bounties of Jannah. And the second guarantee, Allah says, Aminin. You have been promised from my side that the bounties of Jannah also will not be taken away from you. They will not come to an end. Nobody will snatch them away from you. They are yours to enjoy forever. Such a description of Jannah Allah has given us in the Quran. And yet still, the Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. I have prepared such a garden of Jannah that no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of, no mind has even thought of. The scholars of Hadith explain the apparent contradiction that on one hand, the detailed description of the gardens of Jannah, the rivers of Jannah, the homes of Jannah. And each and every person when he reads these verses or he hears the description of Jannah, then some image comes into his mind. In other words, he thinks of it. He has heard of it. And yet Allah is saying, I have prepared something that no mind has ever thought of. The scholars of Hadith say the description that has come in the Quran and the Ahadith, and all those bounties and blessings of Jannah that we have heard about, this represents just a small fraction, a small percentage of the bounties of Jannah. In other words, the true bounties of Jannah are something we have never thought about. Yet still amongst this backdrop, these blessings, these bounties that Allah has kept for a person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, one regret he will still have. While enjoying all those bounties of Jannah, he will have one regret. Sa'atin marrat bihim lam yadhkuru Allah ta'ala fiha. He will regret those moments in the life of this world that he did not make valuable. Just as that person who is returning from his holiday, one regret he has. And it spoils the entire holiday. It should not be that we go into Jannah, and of course a person's experience in Jannah can never be spoiled. But it should not be that the Jannati enters Jannah and he still has that regret in his heart. That the time Allah blessed me with in my life of this world, I did not make valuable in his court. The question comes about, how do we make our time valuable? Insan by nature is lazy. By nature he wants to rest. He wants to take the easy way out. And sometimes a person gives this excuse that I don't have any time. My schedule is filled. I wake up in the morning, I go to work, I come back home. There's hardly time to even greet my children properly. Where do I find the time to make valuable? Where do I find the time to engage in extra ibadat of Allah? The solution, respected brothers and elders, is very simple. That hadith which every hadith master began his compilation with, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, draws our attention to our mindset. What should a mu'min's mindset be? What intention should he make? What is the catalyst behind him waking up in the morning? On one hand, in our community, and we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the avenues of deen are plentiful. And perhaps in every household we will find at least one or two children going to maktab, going to hifz class. Seldom will you find a family or an extended family without a hafizul Quran. Makatib are plentiful, masajid are plentiful. And as a community we are generally engaging in the worship of Allah. But what is the mindset? What is the intention that we make every morning? To understand the value and the significance of intention. Ulama give an example, one person leaves home in the morning. And he has a very busy day, his schedule is filled. And finally when he returns home in the evening, he realizes the entire day has passed, Maghrib azan is being called out. And I did not have a single thing to eat or drink the entire day. Ask the fuqaha, ask the muftis, they will say this person has not kept a fast. He will not be rewarded for fasting because he did not have the intention. And on the other hand, his neighbor, he had the exact same schedule. He left home at the same time. He also had a busy day. He also didn't eat and drink, but he made the intention of fasting in the morning. For him, he will be rewarded for fasting for the entire day. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives another example in the ahadith. He says, in that time, it used to be common for people to own horses. He says that the horses can be divided into three categories. One is that horse which will become a means of sin for a person. That person who keeps a horse in order to show off, people will congratulate him. Or his intention is, I will use it against Islam. I will use it to assist the enemies. That horse will become a means of sin for him. On the other hand, you have another horse which a person makes the intention that I will keep it for my personal use. He fulfills all its rights. He looks after it. He takes care of it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this will become a barrier from him entering the fire of Jahannam. And the third horse, that horse which a person makes the intention, I will use this for the service of deen. His sole intention is for it to benefit the deen of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, this horse will take him to the highest levels of Jannah. Again, the scholars of hadith write, all three horses, the same amount of feed, the same amount of grooming, the same amount of time and money that was spent behind them. But the intention makes a world of difference. In the Bani Israel, there was an individual, he needed a loan. So he comes to a person, he says to him, please lend me 1,000 gold coins. So this person gives him a loan. And then he says to him, who will be the witness to this loan? So he says, kafa billahi shahida, Allah is sufficient as a witness. He says, very well, who will be the kafil, who will stand guarantee that if you do not pay me, he will take over the payment? So he says, kafa billahi kafila, Allah is sufficient as a guarantor. Nonetheless, he gives him the loan, this person proceeds. And the day comes where he has to pay back the loan, but now he finds that he had gone to some other land and he is searching for a boat, some vessel, some conveyance to take him and pay back the loan. But he can't find any means of getting to this person. So he turns his attention to Allah, he makes dua, he says, oh Allah, you know I have in my heart the intention to fulfill this loan. And then he sees a piece of wood, he picks up this piece of wood, the hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif. He carves out a portion and he places the 1,000 gold coins into this piece of wood. And he writes a letter addressing it to the person who had given him this loan. That please accept my apology, I could not come, but I am doing what is within my capability. He ties it up and he leaves it in the river and he goes away. The person who is owed the money, he comes to the riverbank and he's searching, perhaps I will find this man, he will come in one of the boats or one of the ships and he will pay me back the money that he owes to me. He waits the entire day, he sees nobody is coming. And as he is about to leave for home, he sees a piece of wood. He thinks to himself, let me take it home, we can use it in some way or the other. He takes it home and when he opens it, he finds the note that is addressed to him. And he finds the 1,000 gold coins. Allah made a way for him to repay his loan. What is the lesson, my respected brothers and elders? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us. When a person makes the correct intention, Allah will create the avenue for him. Many times a person may not have the wealth at his disposal. Perhaps he doesn't have the knowledge at his disposal. Perhaps his circumstances are such that he cannot be in the masjid all the time. He cannot engage in much nafil ibadat of Allah. But he has the intention, if I was free, I would have dedicated myself to the deen of Allah. He has the intention to change. He wants to better himself as a Muslim. Allah Rabbul Izzah, one day, sooner or later, Allah will create the means for him to become closer to him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to make our moments in the life of this world valuable. The reality, my respected brothers and elders, we do not know how much of time we have. But as long as we are seated here, as long as we are breathing in and out, Allah has given us time. Now is the time for us to correct our intention, to make that intention that I will obey Allah for the rest of my life. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.